Hey everyone, and welcome to Tax Goddess Live and the redheaded tax goddess herself, Shauna Weckerlein. I'm so happy to be here with you guys today. As you can tell, we have a fabulous guest with us, and we're going to be getting to her here in a minute, the lovely Miss Heather Ballard. This podcast, this vlog exists, the Fireside Chat exists to educate, to entertain, and to inspire entrepreneurs, business owners, and all the other crazy, fantastic, self-employed, passionate people that are out there. Today is February 13th, 2018, and I'm your tax goddess, Shauna the Tax Goddess, joining you live today from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And we are here with, as I mentioned, the lovely Miss Heather Ballard. So Heather, are you ready to do this today?
I am ready, yes.
Woo-hoo! Yay, super exciting. So Heather is the expert with Tax Goddess Business Services in our customer service and client delight department. And I'm so excited to have you with us here today, Heather. What is the one most important thing that our audience is going to get out of today's broadcast?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about, and the most important thing that they're going to get out of this broadcast is how to consistently delight clients and give them a phenomenal first impression experience every time you speak.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so excited for today's topic. It's going to be freaking amazing. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We love it. So Heather, this customer service, this phenomenal experience, how are people going to accomplish that? Like what are you really going to tell us today?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about how to accomplish this using my top three tips.
Ooh, we get secret tips. I love it. I'm super excited. All right, fantastic. So Heather, you know, in a lot of industries and a lot of areas, there are certain statistics. So, you know, why is it important that people are looking at customer service?
Yeah, so it's really important because a typical business hears from 4% of its dissatisfied customers. 78% of consumers have failed on a transaction or not made an intended purchase because of a poor service experience. And that is quite shocking. Yeah. So
70%
is a ton. Yeah. And then a couple of more little statistics. On average, loyal customers are worth up to 10 times as much as their first purchase. So that's pretty significant as well. Yep. And then finally, the probability of selling to an existing customer is 60 to 70%. While selling to a new prospect is only 5 to 20%. So again, you can see how important that customer service role is for sure.
And really, I mean, loyal customers, what you're saying is that returning customers and loyal customers, like that's where you want to focus your effort. This is customer service, right? Making sure they're happy, making sure they're everybody's thrilled, right? The client delight, or even your title, the client delight. So, all right. Fantastic. Well, you know, before we dive into this business stuff, I am really a big fan of knowing who it is that we're even talking to. Okay. So do you mind if we ask you a few little fun and interesting personal questions?
Sure. Fire away.
Woo-hoo. All right. Well, so tell us, how was life for you while you were growing up?
Yeah. So life growing up for me was very laid back, very slow, very sleepy, blessed beyond measure for sure. But we grew up in a very, very small town here in Louisiana. So it was just not your typical hustle and bustle and run and go. Everything was pretty much family oriented. And I think there was probably maybe 60 people that graduated in my high school class. So that should tell you how small we are.
Very small town.
Yeah. Very close-knit. People help each other out. So yeah, good stuff.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And so Louisiana, you know, obviously Tax Goddess headquartered in Scottsdale. How did you end up with Tax Goddess?
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. In the caves and jungles of Belize, we met. I met Shauna, well, you obviously. As you remember, my husband and I were on our 10-year anniversary, and we happened to be staying at the same place, and we just hit it off. And I think I may have stalked you on Facebook a little bit, and we got connected, and here we are. Yeah,
That's
it
awesome.
was
Well, thank
fun.
goodness we both like Facebook. This works out really, really well. So, and hopefully our audience out there is loving Facebook too. So,
Yes, for sure.
awesome. Okay, and so what is your favorite hobby and how did you get into it?
So, my favorite hobby right now would probably be sewing. And I got into that because, again, Facebook, who knew, right? So, I would see these posts for quilts on Facebook. And I always wanted to learn how to quilt. And I knew traditional quilting was probably way above my level right now. And I knew that I wanted to try to make just basic, typical, very simple clothes. So, I took a quilting class. And from there, I started to learn how to make sentimental sewing projects. So quilts that are made out of people's loved ones that may have passed from their old clothes. You can make those very sentimental pillows. You can upcycle maybe a grandfather's shirt into another baby's dress. So just super, that's what drives me to do the sewing, is being able to help and see other people carry on those, their loved ones for sure.
That is really cool and something I personally, even though we've worked together for how many years, I had no idea. So that is really cool. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is just awesome. Okay. Super sexy questions. What is the most dangerous thing that you've ever done?
Visited Scottsdale in the summer thinking that I was from Louisiana and had this heat in the bag. No.
Okay, so what was so dangerous about that?
It was hot. It was just so hot. And y'all are like, yeah, it's hot here every day. What are you talking about? But it was a different hot from here. Like it was difficult to breathe. There's so much moisture in the air here, right? And so there, the only way I can describe it is it being very thin, and I didn't get that whole oven scenario until I was there. And we wear these little rubber sandals, whatnot, and the plastic on them was literally, it was starting to get really soft. And I'm like, I know my shoes are not melting right here. And
Yeah,
you
they're
couldn't stay
not
outside
kidding.
long.
They're not kidding when they talk about cooking eggs on top of cars or on the sidewalk. Like they're not joking out here. That's awesome. Okay, so danger. Scottsdale is dangerous. For those of you watching, be careful of Arizona. No, us Arizonans know how to handle it. We're cool. We're cool.
For sure.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's see. When you think of a person being successful, who's the first person that comes to mind?
When I think of a person being successful, the first person that comes to mind is my husband.
Okay, why?
He is super successful because he is the definition of faithful and committed, and he really, really has done a phenomenal job taking care of his family. And success for me is making sure that your loved ones and your spouse and your children are beyond taken care of, that they just don't have to worry. And he works really, really hard. And so it's so odd that I wish I could give like a much better business answer, but like he really is my definition of success.
And remember, this is the personal section.
True,
So this is
true. Yeah.
awesome. That's a great answer. And how cool that is how you are feeling connected to your world and everything else. So that's fabulous. Thank you. That's a great answer. I love it. So all right. So
And
now that
make
you
sure he's later.
Yes. Oh yes, we will be double checking the recording and everything else. And I'm gonna see if I can get my camera back to not being fuzzy. All of a sudden, for whatever reason, I am being granular. You guys are getting a high five, a digital high five. Let's see. All right. Well, hopefully we can figure it out, the goods and the bads to internet these days. So, Heather, you've given us some awesome background on yourself and a little bit of get to know you. So, are you ready for the business stuff?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So remember, listeners, we are here to educate, entertain, and inspire you. So, Heather, I cannot wait to hear about your fascinating business expertise here. So, that's how you ended up even here on the Tax Goddess Live Fireside Chats, because you are an expert in this customer service field. So tell us a little bit about what you do and why you got into this industry.
Sure. So what I do here at Tax Goddess is make sure that our clients are taken care of and that their first impression, a lot of times people say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And I totally disagree with that, because if you give enough first impressions, they will wash away maybe any bad experience someone may have had. Not to say that any of our dear clients have had bad experiences, but what I like to do is make sure that we handle them with care and love. And I sincerely go about this this profession and this role as if they are family. I literally treat them like they are family. And if I wouldn't say it or do it to my grandma, then that's kind of the way I look at customer service. And you would want someone taking care of grandma, right? And you want somebody to call grandma back, and you want grandma to feel like she's the best thing since sliced bread, because typically they are.
They make the best cookies.
Yeah, right.
We love it. We love grandma's business. Yeah.
And so we talked about how I particularly got into the industry here with Tax Goddess, but prior, I had banking experience where, of course, customer service was high on their radar as well. So for sure.
Awesome. Well, and it goes to then, earlier you were talking about how important family is. And if you're looking at each customer as if they're grandma or your aunt or your uncle or whatever, I mean, that only lends even more credence to how important and how strongly you feel about this. So that's mm-hmm. really pretty cool. Do you have any inspirations that led you to this particular, like what drew you to doing this versus anything else?
Sure. Excuse me. So what I noticed in what I like to call my prior lifetime is that oftentimes sales was, and let me preface this with, we all know that sales is what drives the business. It's how you make money. Sales are needed. I mean, it's what you do, right? But I had just often seen so many times where sales was the most important thing, the end all be all, even if it wasn't what was best for the customer or the client. Mm-hmm. As long as you've got those numbers and you hit those numbers, and then I would just see people that were treated like numbers, and it's definitely not what you want. And so I was on a mission to kind of change that stereotype and let people know that you can have the best of both worlds. And if you do the one with customer service, then the sales are just automatically going to follow. So to me, it's more about the people than it is the numbers. And then when you do it that way as well, and I know you may or may not remember this, when I first came on board here, I was like, I will not do sales. I don't do sales, no sales. But when you get that customer service aspect right, and when you focus on that first, sales then becomes fun. Because it's not like you're pushing a product on someone. You're not, strangling every life-saving dime out of them. Like, you sincerely want to help them. And so, to me, when you put the two working together, sales is more of what is best for the client and how can you help them be successful.
That's awesome. So again, we come back to, I'm starting to pick up on a theme here, right? That really one of your, excuse me for speaking for you, but one of your core values here is making sure that it's a win-win. Everybody's feeling successful. Everyone in the family is growing and making things better, and everything is better. It's happier for everyone involved. Am I understanding that right?
Absolutely. And when you said that little thing about family, that's what I I almost said liked, but no, that's what I love so much about Tax Goddess, is that everything we say and do often is about the family, your Tax Goddess family. And so that really drew me in as well, because I think you as well feel like these are family members. You know, we may not be blood, but there's just all sorts of different families out there, very diverse.
And I'm definitely, I mean, not to throw mine in this. This is an interview about you and customer service and client delight. But yeah, I'm definitely a mother hen for sure. If you're my client, I'm like, I'm protecting you from everything. So I dig it. That's really cool, Heather. Thank you so much. You're very fantastic at speaking. I love it. It's really awesome. So, okay, cool. So let's see. Oh, okay. Kind of business, kind of personal. What are you going to do in retirement?
Oh, gracious. So in retirement, I am going to travel. Just travel.
Where are your top three? Where do you want to go that you haven't been yet?
Australia.
Cool.
Thailand.
I mean.
I know. That's why I live vicarious through you. F you all over Facebook. Yeah. Where's Shauna going? Okay, I'm coming too.
Love
and
it.
And then the third one. I know Australia has tons and tons of beaches, but I mean, I just fell in love with these. I know that seems so simple. And I guess because there was such sentimental value in that particular trip. And then of course I gained you as well. So who wouldn't want to go back, right?
Oh! Well, you know, I'm pretty sure your 10-year anniversary with your husband beats out on meeting a goddess every day, all day. So it works. Cool. Very cool. Okay. So we've heard a little bit of entertainment and a little bit of inspiration. How is Heather Ballard, the lovely lady, not inspirational here with her draw for family? I think it's fabulous. So let's talk about some education. Okay. So the third reason why we're here today. So in your arena, in the customer service arena, right, client delight arena, what is it that you wish that business owners knew more about?
I wish business owners knew more about the importance of getting that customer, that client delight right. I think oftentimes business owners have the stress, so much stress to hit the numbers and to generate the revenue, because not only do they have to take care of themselves, but then they have the employees behind them. And I could just see a lot of stress coming with a business owner. Whereas for me, you know, we like to say everything is always butterflies and rainbows. And even when they're not, you turn them into that, right? I mean, it rains. Great. Then you get a rainbow. So it's all wonderful. But I just wish that they could understand how simple, so simple customer service really is. And when you get that right, then everything else is going to just fall into place.
So can you give me an example? Because you're right. I mean, business owners often are running around like chickens without heads, trying to figure out the 50 million things that are coming in all at once. What is one very simple, like, customer service thing that a business owner could implement that's not going to cost a lot of money? It's not going to take a lot of time. What is something just really, really simple that, let's take a service industry, for example. What is something really, really simple that a service industry could implement that would increase customer satisfaction, client happiness, all these other things?
Mm-hmm. So I like to call it compliment and acknowledge. So if you have someone that has just come in and everything is going great, make sure you give them a compliment, a simple, well, I like your blouse, or that's a nice smile, or, you know, in an appropriate, that's the most important aspect. Who doesn't like to be complimented on something? Now, when I say acknowledge and compliment, you always want to acknowledge their concern. And when they come to you upset or angry, we all know that most of that is driven from fear. So if you can acknowledge their concern, let them know that you were hearing them, repeat what they said so they know you were listening, and then offer a solution. Even if your solution is as simple as, I totally understand, I get it, maybe throw in an example of how this has happened to you before. So they know that, well, it's your job to tell me that you get it, you know, but when you can give a personal example and then say, hey, you know, I may not be able to give you the answer right now, but we're definitely going to get it taken care of, and then follow through. nothing is worse than telling someone that is upset that you're going to follow through and then you don't. Yeah, that goes a really long way. So yeah. And then whenever you're just talking to them, just talk to them like I'm talking to you, like, you know, we're friends. And
you're talking to grandma, right? You're trying to take care of grandma and her concerns.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really, and it all comes down to feelings too. It doesn't matter what it said in black and white. It's how you made them feel.
Okay.
Well, remember what you said or did, but they will remember how they felt in that interaction.
In that time. Okay. So feelings can be really difficult for some people. And, you know, one of the things you said right off the bat was like, give a compliment. And to be honest with you, the first thought that went through my mind was, well, it better be a sincere compliment because people pick up on that, you know, like this, right? That, oh, she's just saying that or whatever. If I was a business owner, you know, because you get different types of personalities, right? You get the engineer type who's much better with numbers and the black and white. And then you get, and I'm going to call them the fuzzy entrepreneurs, right? The people that are really good with relationships and feelings and communication and this kind of thing. So if I am an engineer type owner, how can I get better at picking up on those skills or even just trying to lean more the other direction?
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. My nose is tickling. I might be about to sneeze. So you may have to excuse me for just 1 second. the live TV, right? Live broadcast is what it is. yeah. So for those engineer types, give them a short to the point compliment about, hey, dude, that spreadsheet rocked. And like, I don't know numbers. Like, I don't know anything about the spreadsheet. Or maybe not necessarily tell them about something or compliment something they did. For them, it's more of a question of allowing them to speak their expertise.
Okay.
So, yeah, it may not be something that you can compliment them on because that's not their personality, but ask them something that will allow them to talk about something they're really good at. And in turn, that is a compliment as well, because if I come to you looking for your expertise and your knowledge, what better compliment is there?
And there you go. Okay, and the other side then, if I am the engineer type business owner, so I am not good at giving compliments. I'm not good at giving it to other people. What is something simple that I might be able to, like, is there even, or is there a book or some place that I can learn or a great website or, and you, this is totally off the cuff, so you may or may not know an answer, but do you have any tips for engineer business owners who are trying to do the compliment, acknowledge and compliment?
Yeah, just super simple. Make a sticky. Put it right where you have to see it. If it's right on your computer, if it's right on your phone, with one generic, and I don't mean generic in insincere,
okay.
But you have to start practicing. If that's super difficult for you, just jot something or give yourself 3 bullets of things to look for. Because if you're looking for something good in others, then that'll just kind of flow and transfer. And it's just practice. The more you do it, the better you'll get. Yeah, for sure. For me, it's just natural.
Well, you're one of these happy, fuzzy people, right? There's lots of engineers out there for sure. And guys, I'm so sorry about that noise. We're having technical difficulties on this side. So sorry about that. So, and now I've gone back to fuzzy. Super exciting. Apparently my internet is being a pain. Let's see. We're back to non-fuzzy. Okay, super exciting. So fantastic. Thank you. And actually, you know, a sticky note with bullet points is great for an engineering personality because it's a checklist, right? It's a checklist of things that have to be done. So that's great. So thank you, Heather. That's awesome. Okay, so what is the biggest mistake that you see entrepreneurs and business owners making on a daily basis with relation to the customer service and the client delight?
Excuse me. I am so, so, so sorry. My nose is just tickling away. You know, our weather here was 40 something yesterday and now it's almost 70. So the sinuses and the allergies are going haywire for sure. Yes. So what is the biggest mistake that I see entrepreneurs or business owners doing that can really cause harm to customer service? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Oftentimes, I think that there could be not necessarily an insecurity or a fear, but it's okay to when you make mistakes. And sometimes you see where business owners may not want to be as vulnerable to say, hey, look, I totally screwed this up, but we're going to fix it. Or you know, they always say the customer is always right. And the customer knows that's what we're supposed to say. But like, if they're really right, let them know, you know, they're really right. And acknowledge, again, it goes back to that word, acknowledge, let them know up front, hey, yeah, this is what we did. So sorry. And here we're going to fix it. I think it's just hard sometimes for them, business owners, to, again, be so vulnerable, because you have to be so strong and you have to rely on these people. And it's hard because you don't want to upset them, or are they going to come back, or are they going to stay? And that kind of is trickling into the closing here in a little bit. So I'll save the rest for then.
All right. Well, and one of the questions that I really have, to be honest with you, is, you know, we've talked a lot in today's event about, sorry about the noise, guys. We're having fun today. Anyway, we've talked a lot in today's event about negative things, right? So when there's a problem, make sure you do this. What is your favorite thing? So you've got a happy customer, right? They're fabulous. They love you. What is your favorite tip, trick, whatever, to push them over the edge for them to become a raving fan? Like they adore you and they tell absolutely everybody about you. If you've got clients that are just, you know, they're happy, they're good, everything's fantastic. What is your big power punch tip to get them into raving fan territory?
Yeah, you check on them. You let them know that you're sincerely concerned with them. You remember the small things, their birthday, the kid's birthday. I think just acknowledging and keeping in touch with them every quarter, every month, however you feel is necessary, whatever your schedule would be. And don't only let them hear from you when you need something. You're just sincerely checking in. Hey, how's it going? And you brought a really good point when you said, we talked about a lot of negatives. We talked very reactive. And customer service is so proactive. Like you have to get it proactive and you have to get it right from the start. So there will be minimal reactive. So yeah, for sure.
Got it. Well, and you know, a lot of what you were talking about, it's really standing out for me that a lot of what you were talking about is remember to do this and make sure you do this. So do you have a favorite system or software or something that you use to help you track? Like, I mean, me trying to remember everybody's birthday and make sure the calls are happening. And what do you use on your end to make sure that your customers are getting this amazing customer service experience?
Yeah, so we use Insightly. So that's how we track all of our projects, all of our reminders, all of our tasks, because you are absolutely right. I mean, I'm human. People, business owners are human. There is no way they could remember all of these things. But it's the little special touches, again, that Insightly can do, and it's wonderful, and we love it for all of the tracking purposes and automation and things of that nature. And I'm kind of bummed that it almost sounded that we were doing reactive. And if we could rewind and go back, we would have started with all proactive, because that kind of defeats the whole, you know, but no, it's fine. And that's another problem, I guess, back to your point about what mistakes do you see business owners making? And I think this is one we're talking about right now, is that they're oftentimes too reactive and not enough proactive. So what does proactive look like, right? It's those simple check-in calls. It's if somebody calls you back and you said you were going to call them back, call them back. If you're running out of time and you can't get to it, just a quick note, an acknowledgement. Hey, I know I was supposed to do this. I just need a little bit more time. I mean, it's so common sense to me and so, so easy. But again, I'm not the business owner. I'm not like running everything. I don't have the stresses that a business owner, you know, would have. So once you find the right person and the right people to take that for you, they're going to get it for sure. And if they don't, then you just remember those basic things.
So one of the things, you know, here at Tax Goddess that I am really a big proponent of, and Tax Goddess Live, when we talk to other business owners and this kind of thing, is have a system, right? Absolutely, for everything you do, have a system. Because it, like you just mentioned, when you find the right person, but sometimes you don't find the right person, or you hire someone and it's not the right fit, you need to change or whatever. But if you have a system, that will always at least give you the checklist, right? So, you know, just recently, I know we implemented a service called Manifestly. So, manifest.ly. And it's literally a checklist system. So that might be something for a smaller business that doesn't have a big piece of software like Insightly or one of these other. Insightly is a CRM, right? Customer Relationship Management Database, right? Okay, so for a smaller business that doesn't have a bigger piece of software like that, even just something as simple, I mean, even you mentioned it, the three bullet points, right? If you have a checklist of something that you can follow, that would help too. So awesome. Dig it. Okay, well, we've been talking and talking and talking, and I don't want to talk your ear off and your poor nose, so we're going to have to give you a break here. So, you know, everybody out there, no, not at all, not at all. The benefits of being human, right? This is how this works. So now that we here at Fireside Chats with Tax Goddess Live know about what you do, your passions, your stories, I want to make sure that we get the word out there for you and for your advocacy of customer service. So how can our listeners out there find you if they're looking for you?
Yeah, so if they want to find me, you can always go to our business website, which is www.taxgoddess.com. And there's an about section or meet the team. You can find me there with all of my information. And my telephone number is 480-823-7087. And then, of course, you can always connect with me on LinkedIn under Heather Ballard.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you. And okay, this is always the big bang for the buck right here. All right. So do you have any last words of advice for our crowd before we sign out today?
I do. But I'm going to take another little 2 seconds and throw in a little tidbit here. Side note, you know how sometimes people will ask you, what is your favorite business quote, right?
Yeah.
So I heard my favorite business quote from some redheaded goddess lady. I mean, just crazy talk. And I used to always think that I had to get everything 100% and I would just spin my wheels and just die and die and die. Gracious, stress myself out. And she told me one time, she said, you know, if you can get it to 80%, it's good enough to put it out there. And when she told me that, I was like, what are you? And she being Shauna, in case anyone hadn't figured that one out just yet. And when you told me that, I was like, I know she's crazy, but like, she's really crazy. Like, she is telling me to do some work and put it at 80% and that's good enough. And that was the best advice that I had ever gotten. And it really reduced some stress. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at 80% and 100% side by side, what was the only difference? Probably the amount of time that you wasted thinking you could get it to 100%. So
I love it.
The point in that whole story is, what is the biggest bang for your buck? The closing tip, customer service is the one area that cannot be done at 80%. It has to be given 100% every day, and honesty is the driving factor for true customer service. So, as I said earlier, own up to your mistakes and correct them immediately. Your clients will be delighted to know someone was honest and not trying to cover up errors. That's all that reactive negative. But when you're proactive, and you just really sincerely, that's the key word, put their best interests at heart, it really will just come naturally. Treat people with kindness and love and treat them with kindness and love and as if they are truly your family. And you'll rock and nail this customer service thing for sure.
Yay! Thank you so much, Heather. This has been fantastic. Fireside Chat listeners, if you have enjoyed today's chat as much as I did, please show Heather your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates and loves being a passionate business owner, entrepreneur, and generally fantastic person. Heather, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. So everyone, thanks so much for listening to Fireside Chats with Tax Goddess Live today. We're going to be back again next month, March 27th. But don't fret. Until then, you'll be able to find us on podcast sites like iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play. And while you're there, we'd love it if you could please take a minute to rate and review our show so that more listeners can find us. We want to make sure we're sharing the love. So let us know what you think about our show. We always want to know what you guys want to hear about next, what topics you want covered, what you think about the show. You can find us at my Tax Goddess Twitter, so at Tax Goddess. And of course, you can always contact our producers at taxgoddesslive@taxgoddess.com. So thanks so much. Signing off. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll see you later. Bye.